In southern Oregon, there's a battle over water. Struggling farmers in Klamath Falls are locked in a dispute with federal water regulators. The government has been withholding irrigation water this year in order to protect endangered fish species. Those who depend on the fish say the arid region can't support everybody's water needs. Yesterday, the farmers got a show of support when several truck convoys from nearby states rolled into town. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
It looked like the 4th of July. Main Street was roped off and parents brought their children down to watch the parade of trucks roll by. Big semis carried full loads of hay and signs denouncing the government. One carried a 12-foot-high shiny metal bucket, which a crane then gently lifted onto the square in front of the county courthouse. The bucket has become the symbol of defiance here ever since the day when thousands of residents passed buckets of water from the Klamath Lake to an irrigation canal. At yesterday's rally, protest leader Bob Gasser thanked the convoys that had come in from Montana, Idaho, Nevada, and California.
Without your help, it would have been much more difficult to spread this news of this attempt at rural cleansing. I hope that we don't have to come to your communities under similar circumstances. This outrageous decision must stop here.
The decision that farmers here despise was made in April. Facing a severe drought, federal water officials cut off the irrigation water that the farmers in this arid basin depend on. Backed by a federal court decision, the government decided what little water there was had to go to protecting endangered suckerfish and coho salmon in the lakes and rivers here. Although the Interior Department did release some excess water last month, it did little to save the crops of the 1,400 farmers. And that has led the farmers to charge that the government favors fish over its own citizens. Klamath County Commissioner Steve West told the crowd that the issue is about saving family farming.
It is about men, women, and children. It is about generations of families that have been faithful stewards of the land.
It's true that early in the last century, the federal government urged farmers, many of them veterans, to establish farms here, and it promised them water from newly built dams and irrigation systems. But farmers aren't the only people who lay claim to this water and what it supports.
Behind every fish are more people. This is a battle, if you will, or a struggle over a limited resource in a drought.
Glenn Spain is the regional director of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Association. They're the group that brought the lawsuit that prompted the cutoff of the farmers' water. And Spain says the use of water by upriver farmers has long been devastating to his industry.
There is a huge constituency of people who are families just like the farmers, family food providers who've been there in our communities for generations, who have suffered economic strangulation over the last 20 and 30 years. We depend on those fish for our livelihoods just as much as they depend on the water for theirs.
Spain says the basic problem is that too many people depend on too little Klamath Basin water, and that farming may have to be cut back. That's also the opinion of Alan Foreman, chairman of the Klamath Tribes. Foreman says Native Americans relied on the suckerfish for thousands of years before government reclamation projects helped endanger it. So he does have some sympathy for the farmers.
We've been in their situation for years, and we were just not as successful in crying foul.
Foreman believes some of the people who came to Klamath for yesterday's rally just wanted to push their broader anti-government agendas. But Wayne Patton, who came from Kuski, Idaho, believes this struggle does show that environmentalists have a stranglehold on government.
The people come first, not the animals. You know, that's basic. I'm just sick to death of all these people trying to take over our country that don't even understand what the country's about.
If there's one thing all sides can agree on, it's that the government has made too many promises for the very limited water in the Klamath Basin. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Klamath Falls, Oregon.